sensation Beth Hart is here. She's going to perform for us, and she's going to tell us how she went from playing on the streets to performing at the Kennedy Center Honors. Come on, we are going to have some fun today. My next guest is, what should we, well, I'm just going to say, is a true inspiration. Now, she has been called one of the best female vocalists in the world. She has gone from, you know, top of the charts with hit song, well, her first L.A. song, one of her big ones, and then she's went right down to a street musician. She's seen the highs and the lows. Now, after many years of sobriety, love, challenges, triumphs, she is back in the States and is getting standing ovations at the Kennedy Center Honors. Would you please welcome singer-songwriter and one remarkable woman and talent, Beth Hart. Yes! Wow. Woman.
What a pleasure.
Thank really you an so honor. Much. So wonderful to have you here.
God, it's so great to be here. Thank you for having me.
You stunned millions of people. I mean, with your singing at the Kennedy Center Honors. And stunning.
Thank you.
I mean, they were like, and some people, well, because, I mean, I've been in the business for so, I mean, I knew your work prior to, but some people are like, who is she?
Yeah.
Oh, who, yeah. Who is this woman? Where did she come? When did you start? Tell your story. How, where it all began.
I was pretty young. I grew up here in Los Angeles, California. At the age of 4, I was playing underneath a den table. And all day long on the commercial, they were selling pianos at a commercial, at a furniture store. And to sell the pianos, they had Moonlight Sonata from Beethoven.
Yeah.
And it played all day. And so my mother and father said in the middle of the night, they heard this piano playing going on. So they came out and I was playing, you know, what I could figure out of it, and they gushed and cried, and I was like, this kind of attention is for me. I just fell in love with it, and I've been in love with it ever since.
But seriously, I mean, to just go and start playing out Beethoven?
Just a little bit. just the front of it.
Now, yeah. You know, you're one of the, I have worked with so many people throughout my life. I mean, pretty much you can, you know, I watch talent come, I watch talent go. You have really ridden the ups and the downs of the entertainment world. You started, you had huge tours and press and radio play and all of this stuff, and then what happened?
I've dealt with bipolar disorder since I was a kid, but I was never medicated for it. So I'd kind of messed around with drugs, but when I had the success with Screaming for My Supper, I completely melted down. I think I went full-blown manic. It's just the stress of it I couldn't handle. So
for the stress of the
workload, the praise, the kindness, which is a big spike actually for bipolar, is not just failure, but it's success. It's a sense of achievement. It can cause you to just go into nervousness of, oh, I am not this, and the brain is just starts spiraling out. So I think that was part of it, but I didn't know that then. And I started drinking every day. I was starving. I was doing a prescription that really took me down more than anything I'd ever done. And I lost everything. I mean, I lost, you know, my relationships with my family, friends. My health was terrible. I was skin and bones. I lost my deal with Atlantic, which was actually a blessing because they didn't keep me on thinking, oh, we're going to make this girl star anyway. They said, hey, you're going to die. We're letting you go. So that was, I think that was pretty amazing.
Oh, my God. I mean, how did you internalize all of this?
I was so ashamed of myself. I was so disappointed. You know, and I'd really lost my will to live. I didn't want to be around. I was too afraid to take myself out, but I was just waiting for God to just take me away. I just felt like I'd been given everything, such great opportunities and love in my life, and I threw it away. But this man, who I'm coming up on being married to now for 12 years. He is like sent from God. We were just working together. And when I started to, I lost my ability to get my prescriptions anymore because the doctors were on to me. And so I started going through seizures. And some people were telling me, you got to go into rehab. And I'm like, I'm not going to rehab. And I was in his house and I started having a seizure. But I can remember at some point him laying on top of me to get my body to stop, and he was crying. And I felt so much love from him that somehow shifted everything inside me. And it was like God just came into my heart and said, you got to fight back. You got to do whatever you can to get yourself healthy. So the next day I went into rehab and started a long process of coming back. But thank you. It's right up there. Thank you.
Boy, I tell you, I could talk to you for days about that, just the process. And did you feel, you must have had tough things in your past to deal with all of that. Did you have a tough childhood? Did you?
I think that I had a combination of an amazing childhood filled with love. I think my parents did the very best that they could. But there was a pretty hardcore divorce. My mother was heartbroken. My sister Sharon was battling addiction. She got AIDS. She passed away. So there was, yeah, thank you. Nice. There was definitely some stuff. I ran away from home really young. But, you know, I mean, if it could all be done differently, and I promise you this on my life, I wouldn't have it any other way, because I feel like I have had such a full life, rich with joy and pain and everything else in between. And I don't think I'm smart enough to recognize good times without having pain.
You know what? I'm telling you, the yin and yang thing is so true. And I believe a lot of your lyrics and the things you write, they come from pain. You have to have the other side of life to see the joy in the other side of it, don't you think?
Well, yeah, if I had, you know, a steak in front of me, I don't think I would really know how to appreciate it unless I'd been eating, like, something really crappy. You know? I mean, you'd be like, wow, this is great, you know? So.
Oh, you are so amazing. Okay, so when we come back, I want to talk about with Obama. I want to talk about with all the things when you were there. And I want to talk about how you finally saw the light and pulled yourself back into this magnificence that you are. Stick with us, lots to talk about.
Coming up, Beth Hart talks about overcoming addiction.